This is Jordan Seculo, a Christian organization in the United Kingdom, takes on Google and wins.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
J. Seculo Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to J. Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Lots to talk about today on the program. Got a special program. We're going to have a guest on from the United Kingdom from an organization called the Christian Institute, which operates in the UK, who took on Google Incorporated, the internet giant, on an ad policy banning an ad mixing religion and abortion on the Google search engine. Took the giant on, and won, was able to settle with Google. We'll have a guest on, Mike Judge from the Christian Institute, to talk about this victory later in the broadcast. We're also going to talk to Drew Ryan in Washington, D.C., to talk about what's going on in Capitol Hill and the news and the legislation. Of course, the economy is a big issue now. The stock market's up and down. Seems like every time we're on radio, there's something else going with the stock market. The rescue plan that's being put in place for these mortgage lenders. We'll talk about all that on air today, as well as the upcoming in the presidential race, the debates next week. What do you think the race is? We want to talk to you about it on air today. Call us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Drew, I want to go right to you to give everybody an update on what's going on in Washington, D.C. A wild time. You hear members of Congress saying we don't know what the federal government's doing on the economic situation. We get very short warning about what the plans are, and then, of course, they're announced to the public. What else is going on in Washington?
Well, honestly, Jordan, I'm not sure anybody really knows what's going on in the financial markets right now, simply because it's a rather selective process. First, the government does not bail out Lehman Brothers, yet they bail out AIG. You know, there's talk, what are they going to do with Wachovia and some of these others that are hurting as well? I tell you what, it has been a week of intense debate on what is the role of government in these private markets, what kind of regulation, what kind of oversight should be in place, and what is the role of the free market. So that's being discussed. Another thing being discussed this week, Jordan, are the HHS regulations that are going to be enacted, hopefully in the next week or so, regarding the right of conscience for healthcare providers. And we'll talk more at length later on in the show, but comments are actually being submitted right now to HHS, and we're seeing a little bit of a fight going on right now with Planned Parenthood and NARAL and all the others that support abortion on demand, actually wanting to strike down these regulations. So interesting things going on behind the scenes here in Washington, D.C.
And when Drew, just to clarify, when Drew says HHS, he's talking about the Department of Health and Human Services in Washington, D.C., which has a cabinet secretary position, puts forward all of the health policy, which of course includes this issue with the right of conscience and doctors, as well as we've been involved in the issue with pharmacists as well. And you've heard Jeff Surtees talk about that issue on air. So we're going to talk about a lot of different things on the show today, and we want to talk with you about them at 1-800-684-3110. Of course, we'll talk politics. We'll talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. We can talk the economy. And when we come back from this first break, we're going to bring you the special guest from the United Kingdom to talk about his organization's fight against Google and their victory against the giant internet provider, which is a great news for everyone. You'll find out that this will have worldwide implications and affect us here in the United States as well, and organizations wishing to advertise on the Google internet search engine. Folks, we want to hear from you again. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. And as we go into this first break, we've been offering it all week, and I want to let you know you can still get your copy of our brief and the special Supreme Court case coming up in November, Pleasant Grove City versus Summon. We talked about the case. Folks, we want to give you an actual copy of the legal brief. I've got one here in the studio with me. We've been going through it here at the offices at the ACLJ, and we want you to have a copy of this brief so that you know all about the case before it's argued in November, that you know the facts, you know the situation, and you'll really become an expert on it as we continue to talk more and more about it on radio and our television programs coming up in the next couple weeks. We'll actually take you to Pleasant Grove City, Utah, and show you that Ten Commandments monument. We want you to see the brief. We want you to have the brief as your own personal copy. We've printed those for you absolutely free. Just call right now. Get your copy of our free brief, Pleasant Grove City versus Summon. 877-989-2255 is our toll-free number to get your free copy today. 877-989-2255. Have a free piece of history.
the Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line. The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court, the actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And now there's a new way you can stand with the ACLJ.
ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow with news about an important new way to stay in touch with the ACLJ, the ACLJ wireless service.
With an ACLJ wireless phone, you'll get special updates from me straight to your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. There's flexible and affordable calling plans. ACLJ Wireless, the latest member benefit that saves you money as you support the ACLJ. Other services include digital phone service, DSL for faster internet, and DirecTV. Call ACLJ Member Services, 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at aclj.org/benefits.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. If you want to talk to us on air, call us 1-800-684-3110. We've got a great program today and a very special guest for the broadcast, Mike Judge from the Christian Institute out of the United Kingdom. The Christian Institute just really had a great big victory against Google with worldwide implications. And when we saw this story and I got the story from Mike, I wanted to have him on the air as soon as possible to tell you about his organization and also how this controversy erupted and what happened. So Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Mike, tell everybody about the Christian Institute and then we'll get into the specifics of what happened with Google.
Christian Institute was formed about 20 years ago in the United Kingdom because things started going downhill rapidly in our nation morally. We're a legislative organization. We do a lot of legislative research. We also do religious liberty litigation because as laws have been passed in the United Kingdom that take away Christian values, Christians are being trampled on in Britain. And it's important for Christians to make a stand and say, hey, you know, these things are wrong and Christians have got liberties too.
Yeah, we've talked about a lot of these issues. Mike, I know before when we met when you were here in Virginia Beach at Regent University and the ACLJ headquarters, we talked about the issues with Sharia law and the Sharia courts. Now that's back in the news in the UK, but this issue with Google that came up, really interesting. First of all, taking on a giant organization like that, threatening them to, you know, take them to court, you went to court, and of course, finally getting that settlement. Tell everybody what happened, what the controversy was over with the ad that you wanted to run, and just kind of take everyone down the path of the story.
Well, it was a real David versus Goliath battle. Google are huge. We tried to place a pro-life ad with Google because the UK Parliament was debating abortion law. We wanted to advertise Christian views on the subject. And we weren't using extreme language or extreme images. We were fact-based and we were sensible in our approach. But Google said, no, you can't have an advert because you're religious. And I was astonished to discover that Google had had this global policy that if you're religious, you can't have adverts on abortion. I was particularly upset because I saw that pro-abortion advocates were allowed to advertise their views via Google, and I thought, no, this is just wrong. I just had a sense of righteous indignation about this. This has got to be stopped.
Yeah, I mean, let's go through everybody with the ad, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but the simple ad which the Google web server was, UK abortion law, key views and news on abortion law from the Christian Institute, and of course, clicking on that would take you to your organization. That was the ad you wanted to run.
Yeah, and you know, what could be offensive about that? What were Google so afraid of? Particularly when Google will advertise pornography, when they'll advertise sites that will help you cheat on your wife, where they'll advertise witchcraft and the occult, when they'll advertise weapons of violence. I just think, what is it about Christian views on abortion that you don't like? And this had a wider implication, because Christians are constantly told, yeah, well, you guys can have your views, but don't bring them into a public forum. Don't think that you can put them on a level playing field with secularists. And so I think this case had wider significance, and I'm very pleased that we took the case and that we won.
Yeah, I mean, the Google policy, folks, for everyone listening, before Mike's organization, the Christian Institute, took this on, disallowed advertising of sites that mix, quote, abortion and religion-related content. So you could have abortion and you could have religion-related content, but you couldn't mix them together in an ad. And, of course, the ad itself just said, UK abortion law, key views and news on abortion law from the Christian Institute. That was the ad that the Christian Institute wanted to put onto that Google search engine that Google said no to. Mike, tell everybody, so what happened? You took Google to court there and eventually ended up with a settlement.
Yes, well, we had some lawyers' advice. They said, look, this is unlawful under British law. And so we filed a lawsuit under the Equality Act of 2006, which says that, you know, even private companies, if you offer services to the public and you can't say, well, we're not going to offer it to you because you're religious. So we sued them under that legislation. Now, look, I know that Google are a private company, and I'm a sort of small government kind of guy. I think the governments are involved in too many areas of life.
Right.
But I do think that if Google had said, look, abortion's a sensitive issue, we're just not going to have any ads at all, I think that right. would be completely within their freedom. But to say, yeah, we will allow ads for secularists but not for Christians, yeah, I think is unfair, particularly because Google's a gateway to the internet. So we sued them in the courts, but Google got in touch with us and said, look, let's settle this out of court. We're prepared to change our policy, and we'll tell you what, we'll change it not only in the UK, but we'll change it across the world.
And that is why, folks, this is such a huge victory. Like Mike just said, this is a worldwide policy change. So if here in the United States, in the UK, and all around the world. We know that Google is everywhere with the offices, staff, different search engines, depending on where you are, will come up with different ads. So, Mike, this was a great victory. Tell everybody quickly how they can find out more about the Christian Institute and the work that you do, because, again, folks, taking on Google, ending up with a settlement that affects everyone worldwide, so that if an organization who has a Christian message wants to run an ad about abortion, like the Christian Institute did, they're able to do that. Mike, tell everybody how they can learn more about your organization.
The easiest way is to just go on the internet and type in christian.org.uk for the United Kingdom, christian.org.uk. You could learn all about us, learn about this Google case, learn about other issues that are happening in Britain. I think Britain is a picture of what the US could be like in a few years' time. There are situations in the UK. You guys are having a huge battle over gay marriage right now. We had that battle a few years ago, right. And now Christians are losing their jobs because they believe in sanctity of marriage. Have a look at what's going on in the UK. Visit christian.org.uk.
Mike, I got to ask you one more thing. We've heard in some of the news here in the U.S. about the Sharia courts there having more and more power, handling out of family issues and estate issues and inheritance issues. What is the situation there? We've heard those comments from the Archbishop of Canterbury that came out about Sharia law. What is going on in the UK? You're there, your organization's there. What's happening on that front? We talk about a lot on air here.
The Muslim issue is a serious issue in the UK because public policy folk are bending over backwards to try and allow liberties for Muslims. And hey, that's okay, but let's treat everyone with a level playing field. I know Christians that were trying to evangelize in a Muslim area of a major city in Britain and were told by police officers, you can't share the gospel around here because this is a Muslim area. We're litigating in that case as well. So the Islam issue is a serious issue. As it comes to Sharia law, I think there's been a lot said about that in the UK under civil arguments, civil disputes. It's always been the case that two parties can agree a form of settlement,
right.
And they can base that form of settlement on religious beliefs if they want to. So Jews can do that in just certain Jewish courts.
Right.
But what those courts can't do is supersede UK law. And we're beginning to see some politicians say, hey, well, let's just have a little bit of Sharia law and let's apply it into some criminal situations. Perhaps, you know, if there's a domestic violence situation, maybe we could allow Sharia law to exercise that. I don't like Sharia law coming into criminal law.
No, and especially when it affects the domestic violence issue, which is a huge issue within many Muslim communities and the domestic violence issue, the treatment of women. Obviously scary stuff having that come in. Mike, one more time, give everybody your website and how they can get in contact with y'all.
Yep, Christian Institute, a picture of what the USA could be like in a few years' time. Go visit christian.org.uk.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Thank you. That was Mike Judge from the Christian Institute on talking about their big victory against Google and other issues in the UK. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure.
Let's go right to the phones, folks. We have a lot of phone calls coming in. We want to talk to you about all the issues. Of course, we just had Mike on, which was a great story and a great victory and tells you, like Mike said, what's going on in the UK, some that mirrors what's happening here in the United States, and of course what he sees, which is troubling, of what could be happening in the United States 15 or 20 years down the road as we see the same kind of developments. We have a lot of different calls coming in, so I want to go right to the phones, talking about government, talking about what's going on in Capitol Hill and the economic situation. Let's take a call. Joe's calling from Florida on line 3. Joe, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yeah, hey, great show as usual. What a victory from Mike in England. My comment and question is, I'm under the understanding that the Federal Reserve Bank is a private bank. It's not part of the federal government, but yet even your show as well as all the media outlets are saying that the government is bailing out what AIG and whoever else. Can you explain that?
Joe, let me go to Drew Ryan some too, and let me tell everyone too. Our focus is not the economic issues. We've talked about the news, and we're obviously talking about it because it's dominating the news and it's affecting people. It's affecting people's 401ks and retirements and their investments, and the market is just swinging up and down. Now it's soaring up again, so we don't know how this is all affecting the market. Let me go to Drew, though. Drew, for all of our understanding, this is a federal bailout, federal tax dollars of these organizations, AIG first, and there's talk about even more bailouts coming from other mortgage lenders.
Undoubtedly. I mean, when you see the Secretary of Treasury, Paulson, engaged on this one, we're talking about federal tax dollars being used to bail out these companies, which is the fascinating part of this debate, Jordan, is they're trying to bail out what they're calling the smaller people. That's you and me, the people that are kind of the small dollar investors. Yet, in the end, they're actually using our small dollars to bail these people out that have been rather cavalier in the way and the type of loans that they are taking and guaranteeing, with the fallback of, hey, you know what, in the end, we're going to be okay because the federal government's probably going to come rescue us. Well, that's the interesting situation because right now, selectively, the federal government is only bailing out some of these investment banks and not others. So there is a flurry of activity going on right now here in Washington, D.C., and I know a lot of phone lines are burning up and have been burning up over the last few days.
Folks, we want to talk to you on air today about so many different issues, politics, what's going on with the economy, what's going on in the world, and, of course, this great victory from the Christian Institute in the U.K. We had Mike Judge on to talk about that. Call us 1-800-684-3110. Number, and as we go into this next break, I got to encourage you folks, we're offering our free copy of our brief and our upcoming Supreme Court case. It is important, folks. You can have a piece of history absolutely free in our Pleasant Grove City versus Summon legal brief. It's got Ten Commandments issues involved. You're going to be an expert on this issue. We want you to understand this case as we continue to talk about it. Get your free copy today, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now there's a great new way to stay in touch with the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ Wireless. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
With ACLJ Wireless, you'll get special updates from me and be able to get critical information fast, right from your phone. And the best part, you're helping the ACLJ.
The ACLJ Wireless service, 10% of the proceeds from your monthly service go directly to support the ACLJ. Plus, if you sign up today, the ACLJ receives an additional $10 at no extra cost to you. Choose from the most popular phones. Flexible and affordable calling plans starting at $29.99 with every 6 months of service free. And keep your existing cell number.
By using ACLJ Wireless, you're helping the ACLJ stand up for your rights.
ACLJ Wireless Service from ACLJ Member Services. Call now. 1-800-311-2501. That's 1-800-311-2501. Or online at acljwireless.com.
The Supreme Court of the United States granting review out of those Ten Commandment cases that we represent. This is a big, big case, huge ramifications.
It's a case that's likely to change the legal landscape in America, and the American Center for Law and Justice is at the forefront of this landmark legal battle. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will present oral arguments to the Supreme Court critical First Amendment case involving the Ten Commandments and other displays.
This could help preserve upwards of 4,000 of these Ten Commandment monuments.
There's so much at stake with this Supreme Court case. Our history, our heritage is on the line.
The ACLJ must get the High Court to overturn a disturbing decision. Stand with the ACLJ and Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, who's preparing for oral arguments at the Supreme Court in November. Call now to get a free copy of the ACLJ brief that's been filed at the Supreme Court, the actual legal arguments presented to the justices. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. The ACLJ, defending your rights at the Supreme Court.
Folks, we've talked about a lot of different issues today. Now we're getting into politics. We've got some phone calls coming in about politics worldwide, some news out of Israel. I want to go right to the phones. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Doug is calling from Virginia on line 4. Doug, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how are you doing? I just wanted to get your opinion on the new prime minister that's coming to Israel. I also read that Benjamin Netanyahu, I guess, is calling for election soon. So my question is two things. One, do you think that Benjamin Netanyahu might have a chance to become prime minister? And two, how do you think either way, if the current one stays in or Netanyahu gets in, how that will affect the dividing of Jerusalem and a potential attack on Iran in the next couple months?
Well, let me explain a couple of things, too, about what's going on in Israel, Doug, and the situation there, and politically, for those who may not be as familiar, is, of course, the former or still current Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said he will be resigning. Tiffy Livni, he'll be resigning on Sunday. Tiffy Livni, who was the foreign minister, which is a high-up cabinet-level position within the Israeli government, part of the Kadima Party, part of Ehud Olmert's, the Prime Minister's organization and party, she won her party's nomination. Now, part of winning that nomination, she now has 6 weeks to put together a government coalition. Because in Israel, no party, there's lots of different political parties, just to be very simple about the explanation. So no party has a majority. So you've got to build coalition governments to get a majority. So she has 6 weeks to build her coalition. And if it, within those 6 weeks she cannot build a coalition, then there's a general election. Now, there's a couple big parties who have not joined on with her Kadima party, with her at the helm. Yet. And those two are Shah and then the Labor Party, two very different parties in themselves. But without them, it will be tougher to build that coalition. We don't know yet. So, Doug, that's one big event that's hanging out there. That can happen within 6 weeks. It could very well happen. She puts together the coalition. She's the prime minister. Now, others are calling for a general election either way. Israel has very different rules and laws on elections. It's not like the United States. There's not set times for elections. You can dissolve a government very quickly, like what's happening here. You can appoint new people and new folks to put together coalitions. But it'll be very strange partners sometimes in those coalitions. Parties from the left and right could come together in a coalition. So we don't know exactly how what's going on in Israel could play out. Of course, Benjamin Netanyahu and others could still end up being prime minister in the future. It could be near future. It could be a few years from now. It could be 6 months from now. It could be 2 months from now. We just don't know, Doug. And in the situation, look, Tiffy Livni is pretty popular in Israel. She is more seen as a moderate, which is kind of the Kadima Party was founded for. I think she'd be pretty good on the issues. We don't know a lot about her on exactly every position. Everyone's different from when they work in someone's cabinet than when they are the prime minister and the head of the government there. So I think it'd be very interesting to watch, Doug, but we just don't know how the politics will play out yet. Folks, we want to take your phone calls about everything going on, politics worldwide or domestically. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Let me go to Drew Ryan. Drew, coming out of the HHS, the Health and Human Services Division, Washington, D.C., the right of conscience, again, back in the news. Capitol Hill, there's a lot of mix-up on what's going on exactly, legislation going through. Tell everybody about this HHS situation.
Well, just to clarify again, Jordan, this is an issue that we have been involved as an organization for years, whether it's actually litigating these cases in court, that is the conscience clause of health care providers, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, a pharmacist, involved in being forced potentially to provide abortions, in other words, going against your conscience, and or working with former Congressman Henry Hyde as well as current Congressman Dave Weldon out of Florida, crafting the Hyde-Weldon Conscience Clause. Now, what's going on right now is HHS proposed on August 21st new regulations that would further defend the right of conscience for health care providers. Now, the interesting thing about this, Jordan, is not only does it protect the individual rights, again, of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, it also protects the right of health institutions, whether it's hospitals, on down the line, saying, look, simply because you receive federal money does not mean you have to provide abortions. Now, we're seeing a huge pushback by Planned Parenthood and NARAL. They are literally bombarding Health and Human Services with all kinds of emails from their members. In fact, I know it's several hundred thousand, which is why we have posted, and Jordan, it's on your dad's daily trial notebook. In fact, folks, if you're listening to the show right now, go to aclj.org, look at Jay's DTN entry under HHS Protects the Right of Conscience. In there, there is an email. You can email HHS, and I encourage you to do so, in support of these new regulations. We have just a few more days. In fact, there's only a 30-day comment period, which we're coming up to the end of. But we need to get out there and be vocal in our support of these new regulations, because even though it is a smaller victory behind the scenes, it is still nonetheless a big victory as we continue to fight back against the abortion industry.
Folks, I encourage you, check out aclj.org. Get involved in this issue. Like Drew said, we've got a section there for you with the link so that you can send a comment to the Health and Human Services folks to let them know how you feel about this issue. It is important. This is how you make changes in Washington. You get involved in these issues. We have been working on it, like Drew said, for a long time, from the very beginning of the issue. We want you to get involved. You go to aclj.org. Very simple. You'll see it under the Daily Trial Notebook, and it's the title of it, just so you can find it easily, is HHS Protects the Rights of Conscience. So, folks, we want you to get involved there. We've got a lot of calls coming in about the economic situation. Of course, this fluctuating market way down and then way up. I mean, it's been an interesting time. If you've got 401ks and investments, to see what those stocks are doing on a daily, minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour basis, let's go right to the phones. Lots of calls coming in about it. Jeff's calling from California on line 6. Jeff, welcome to JSEC Heal Live.
Thank you. There's two things I would love to see happen, and especially if they could happen before we get to vote, and I want to know how we could bring this about. I would like to see Congress identify who the bad actors were in the financial institution and what consequences there will be, and who in Congress allowed it to happen. Which parties were these guys tied to, and who were they giving money to? The second thing I would really like to see, since the press doesn't seem to be showing light on this, I'd love to see a Saddleback-style forum with members of the press telling the nation what they think their function is and about their objectivity and questions like that.
Now that would be an interesting forum, Jeff. But let me go to your and I think people would definitely enjoy that, especially with some of the controversy that's been coming from not just Republicans but also Democrats. Hillary Clinton's campaign said the media was biased to Barack Obama during the primary, so it'd be interesting to see that. But to go to your other questions, let me go to Drew, because Drew, obviously these big companies, I think Jeff was trying to talk about, really mentioning, alluding to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, of course Lehman Brothers, but especially Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with their donations activities. That's been in the news a lot. But the truth is, Drew, at this point we don't see, now there are some calls to do investigations, but at this point there have not been allegations of actual illegal wrongdoing in these situations.
Well, there haven't been, Jordan, and I can tell you, just last night, my dad, a former congressman out of Kansas, used to sit on the Financial Services Committee, and for years he and some of his colleagues pushed legislation that put in stricter regulations specifically for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac upon who they are giving these loans to and what the fallback position is. Because, again, like my dad was telling me last night, what these corporations, these investment banks were doing is lending to people who did not have the credit to actually come through on these loans. But Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were saying, you know what, we're okay. We have the fallback position. The government will pick up the bill. They will pick up our debtor's bill. And Dad said, you know, the pushback was from a lot of other members in Congress who are actually linked to this. And we've actually seen these news stories, Jordan. So it's going to be interesting. Like you just said, we're going to see how this plays out as investigations begin to open up. What are the connections and why were some of these pieces of legislation shot down through which we could have avoided the current situation?
Yeah, I mean, the folks who work for Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, who had those retirement accounts, who had stock options, things like that, they're the ones that have gotten hit so hard, and of course anyone who was heavily invested in them on their own. But the market itself is now rebounding today. I mean, it is soaring up. It's one of the highest days since, I think, 9/11 and the comeback of the market then yesterday. And again, it's shooting back up again today. So it'll be an important topic. It's going to affect politics. Of course, it affects people's pocketbooks with all those different issues going on. So we'll continue to discuss it on air today. Folks, as we finish out the broadcast today, we talked about a lot of different things. That big victory out of the UK against Google so that Christian organizations can run ads that mention abortion on the Google search engine. Folks, we want to give you our copy of our brief to the Supreme Court in Pleasant Grove City versus Summon. We want you to have a copy of History absolutely free. Our case is in November. We'll be talking about it more on air. Get your free copy today. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to get your free copy of our brief to the U.S. Supreme Court.